Hello everyone, this is Bella at the Bella Booth, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Test Free From Radio. If you know my show, you're probably like, where is Introduction by Nick Drake? What is this? Well, this song is Whiplash from the movie Whiplash. It's kind of a funny choice, but the reason that I picked it is because for Halloween, I was Whiplash. Well, I was J.K. Simmons in Whiplash, and my dear, dear friend Emma was, who also has a show on WMFO, was Miles Teller. So it was pretty awesome. And we're gonna let this play out. So yeah, that's why I just thought it'd be cute to do that, because this show is Halloween themed, woo. And like, that's kind of very, very specific to my Halloween experience, because I was J.K. Simmons from Whiplash for Halloween, which just entailed me wearing all black and carrying a set of broken drumsticks. Thank you, Beats, by the way. But anyways, yeah, that was, first of all, such a fun costume, a fan favorite. But yeah, this set is gonna be all songs that I think are kind of Halloween-y, which kind of just means that it's a song about ghosts or man eaters. This next track is Man Eater by Hall & Oates, and it's also relevant to my life because I just watched No Hard Feelings, which, by the way, was extremely funny. And I love Andrew Barth Feldman because I am a theater kid. And it was just great. But he sings this like slow rendition of Man Eater, which I've just been obsessed with recently. We're gonna play the original, but anyways, enjoy.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Tell me, tell me, tell me. Come on, tell me the answer. Will you, baby, love a boy?
top of the slide. And I stop and I turn and I go for a ride. And I get to the bottom and I see you again. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But do you, don't you want me to make you?
Okay, let's talk about those songs. That last track was Helter Skelter by the Beatles from White Album. Before that was The Ghost in You by Robin Hitchcock, and then it was Maneater. I knew Helter Skelter went on for a while, and I knew what it sounded like, but I forgot just, like, how long it was just, like, kept going. And it's, I think it kind of fits though, the like, hollows. I don't know. Robin Hitchcock's The Ghost in You was like kind of a stretch for spooky. It has the word ghost in the title, which was my personal rationale for including it. It is such a sad song, and I love it. I found it in like high school and I'm still obsessed with it. And I've been kind of, you know, down, whenever you're down and out, it's nice to listen to. And then, okay, like, let's talk about Maneater. Such a good song. And, like, it's just so good. I just forget how good it is sometimes. And now that it's on the rotation, I'm like, wow. Wow. Oh, my goodness. So, those were those songs. The next song is Cemetery Gates. I don't know why I struggled saying that word. By the Smiths. Because, you know, Cemetery, Halloween. Okay. Here it is. Enjoy.
I dread it's only day, so I'll meet you at the cemetery gates. Keats and Yeats are on your side. I dread it's only day, so I'll meet you at the cemetery gates. Keats and Yeats are on your side. Wild, wild. So we go inside and we gravely read the stones. All those people, all those lives, where are they now? But with the loves and hates and passions just like mine. They were born and then they lived and then they died. Seems so unfair.
prayer, I want to cry. You say thrust the sundown salutation to the dawn, and you claim these words as your own. But I've read well and I've heard them said 100 times, maybe less, maybe more. If you must write pros and cons, the words you use should be around. Don't plagiarize or take on loan. But there's always someone somewhere with a big nose who knows and trips you up and laughs when you fall. Will trip you up and laugh when you fall. Text from whence was ripped, some dizzy whore, 1804. A dreaded sunny day, so let's go where we're happy, and I'll meet you at the cemetery gates. Oh, Keats and Yeats are on your side. A dreaded sunny day, so let's go where we're wanted, and I'll meet you at the cemetery gates. Keats and Yeats are on your side, but you lose. His will of a wild is a hunger mind.
Fa 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 f killer. Qu'est-ce que c'est? Fa 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 better. Run, run, run.
All right, we'll talk about those songs in a second, but first, it's time for the PSA. I have a PSA that's very topical to my life because it has to do with a funny instance. And as soon as I'm going to start saying it, everyone's going to cringe. Poison Ivy PSA. Spring, summer, and fall are terrific times of the year to explore the outdoors, but they are also the primary growing seasons for poison ivy. The leaves of the three-leaved poison ivy plant contain an oily resin that, with just a brief touch, causes an allergic, itchy skin rash in many people, which can last for weeks. Although usually green, new leaf shoots can also be reddish-green, while in the fall, the leaves turn vivid orange, red, and yellow autumn colors. In New England, poison ivy is commonly seen along roadsides, woodland edges, riverbanks, and trails, as well as even sometimes the backyards of Tufts students' apartments. It can grow as a vine around trees, as a shrub, or ground cover. It often has shiny leaflets, with either smoother toothed edges that grow in groups of three. Heed the ancient advice. Leaves of three, let it be. In other words, if you see a three-leaved plant and you don't know what it is, assume it's poison ivy, poison oak, and stay away. If you do come in contact with poison ivy, it's important to try cleaning your affected skin as soon as possible. Try to cleanse just the exposed area and not spread the oil around. Taking a shower is even better. It may take several hours or even several days for a rash to develop. Be very careful not to touch your affected skin with your hands and then spread the oil around to other parts of your body like your face or even more sensitive areas. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. So before everyone gets extremely worried. No, I did not touch poison ivy, but about two nights ago, my friends and I, well, a few of my friends decided to run up this hill. Not like the hill, but a hill. And it was a pretty steep hill, which kind of meant that you had to abandon your bipedal ways and get on all fours and kind of crawl up the hill. And my friend, Emma, actually, the aforementioned Emma, goes, I'm sure there's poison ivy here. And those words changed the next maybe 5 minutes of our lives. Wait, Emma, did you see poison ivy? Did you see poison ivy? There was no poison ivy. Emma kept being like, wait, guys, I actually didn't see any poison ivy. But for some reason, then we were convinced that there was poison ivy and we washed our hands and it was fine. But you know, like the PSA said, it's a real thing and it is not comfortable. Just to quickly talk about the songs that we're playing. That song that was playing while I was speaking was Oregano by Chilly Gonzalez. Before that was Psycho Killer by Talking Heads, which is a great, I mean, it's a classic. Like, if we're going to do a Halloween set, it has to be played, and it's great. Before that was Ghost Ride by Crumb. It has the word ghost in the title. I don't even think they say the word ghost in the song, but it's in the title, and so it's spooky and Halloween. And then it was I said, the reason I was struggling on saying I realized this when the song started is because he says cemetery because he's British. But I said cemetery because I am not. But yeah, those are the songs. And they're Halloween because I said they were. And this next track is Witches by Alice Phoebe Lou. Great song. I think I've played it on this show multiple times. I just love it. And it's Halloween themed, so it works. But here it is. Enjoy.
Holding there. little ghost, what I'm scared of the most. Can you scare me up a little bit of love? I'm the only one that sees you, and I can't do much to please you. And it's not your time to meet the Lord above. Though I tried my best to keep it, there really was no secret. Must have looked like I was dancing with the wall. No one else could see this apparition, but because of my condition, I fell in love with a little ghost, and that was all. Little ghost, what I'm scared of the most. Can you scare me up a little bit of love? Sees you, and I can't do much to please you. And it's not your time to meet the Lord above. No, it's not your time to meet the Lord above.
Okay, so that last track was the White Stripes' song Little Ghost, and the reason I stopped it after one song was just because I wanted to talk about the White Stripes. My friend Emma, I probably mentioned Emma maybe 5 times during the set, and I wear the White Stripes. And you know what? I'm going to be honest, no one got it. If you don't know what the White Stripes look like, they wear like red and white, and that is it. So I wear red pants and a white shirt, and Emma wore a red shirt and white pants. So yeah, but it was a great costume, and I loved it, and I just thought it was funny. And I remember we were going to this house, and this person was like, you can only come in... The idea was like only the best costumes in, and they looked at us and they were like, what are you guys? And it sounded like we were just making it up, like, oh, we're the White Stripes. But, and this is a hack for you all, if you ever have kind of a weird costume, say Whiplash or the White Stripes, have it on your phone as your lock screen, because then you can just pull it up and you go, it's the da 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 band, and then just pull up your phone. And that's kind of what we did. Anyways, that was that song. This next track, and then I'm gonna stop talking until maybe the end of the set, is Season of the Witch by Donovan. Another witch song. You know how it is. Okay. Enjoy.
Many sights to see, and when I look in my window, so many different people to be, that it's strange, so strange. You got to pick up every stitch. You got to pick up every stitch. You got to pick up every stitch. Do you think I see some cat looking over his shoulder at me? And he's strange, sure is strange. You got to pick up every stitch. You got to pick up every. Oh no, must be the season of
When I look out my window, what do you think I see? And when I look in my window, so many different people to be. It's strange. Sure is strange. You got to pick up every stitch. You got to pick up every stitch. Two rabbits running in your ditch. Oh no, must be the season of the witch. Must be the season of the witch, yeah. Must be the season of the witch.
Bye. night. I used to joke that if they woke you up, somebody better be dying. Sick of the questions I keep asking you that make you live in the past. But I can count on you to tell me the truth when you've been drinking and you're wearing a mask. Baby, it's Halloween and we can be
goodness. And just like that, it's the end of the set. Before I go, I want to talk about some of those songs. The song I'm singing right now is The Great Pumpkin Waltz. Yahoo! Because it's Halloween. Before that was Halloween by Phoebe Bridgers. So sad. I listen to it every Halloween and I get really emotional every Halloween. You know, you gotta have that point in the night. It's so good though, and it's really sad. And before that was Dead Man's Party by Oingo Boingo. And then I said Season of the Witch by Donovan was before that. Yeah, thank you so much for tuning in. This was a really fun set. I love having themes because then I really have to think about songs that I don't just like listen to every day and songs that are on theme. I hope all of you, because, you know, for us college folk, we kind of had our Halloween. It was weekend. But, you know, to all those who celebrate, happy Halloween. It's officially Halloween in, what, 2 days? That's very exciting. I hope you all have many treats and or tricks and wear fun costumes. Maybe they'll top the White Stripes and Whiplash, aka J.K. Simmons. Whoa, J.K. Simmons and Miles Teller. That was hard for me. Anyways, here's the Great Pumpkin Waltz. Have a great rest of your day, Halloween, life, year, month. This is Belle at the Bella Booth, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFL Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Bye.